It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. StoryCorps is celebrating its 10th anniversary of bringing us conversations that move us, make us laugh, make us think, and, of course, draw some tears.
Was there anything that you feared about moving in with me?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Everything. I didn't know what kind of food you ate. I didn't know your background. All I knew is that you were a nice teacher and you were going to take me in because my mother didn't have a place for me to go. So I was very thankful for that, but I didn't have any idea as to what to expect from you. I'm a young black man, you're a white man, and I'm like, I don't know anything about white people.
That was Colbert Williams speaking with Ralph Catania, his fifth grade math teacher, who later became his legal guardian. They recorded that conversation in Michigan as part of StoryCorps. The founder of StoryCorps joins me now. David Isay, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jennifer.
So first of all, congratulations on 10 years of doing this work. Did you have any inkling of the power this project was going to have when you started it?
Well, you know, we started StoryCorps. It was supposed to be a 10-year project, and I thought we'd be lucky if we got to 10 years. So right now we would be kind of sweeping up the dust on the booths. And then about a year into the thing, I began to understand more clearly the power of the kind of very simple idea of bringing two people together with the help of a trained facilitator and giving them a chance, as you heard in that cut, which I haven't heard since it was broadcast, the chance to say thank you to someone and tell someone how much they mean to you by asking them questions and listening to what they have to say and reminding them, you know, how that their lives matter and they matter to you.
Over this decade of work, we've heard some incredibly intimate conversations. What do you hear from people who have these precious, sometimes very painful, pieces of their lives revealed to millions of people?
Well, I should say, you know, we've done 50,000 interviews with about 100,000 people because people come in pairs across the country. And that's it's as far as we know, the single largest collection of human voices ever gathered. And that's the core of what StoryCorps is about. One out of every, you know, several hundred interviews get broadcast. And, you know, from whether participants and people who have been broadcast, I mean, I think that they're thrilled, you know, because these are stories of regular people. It's about us, our parents, our neighbors, friends, teachers. And it's a chance to have their story told and celebrated and told in the way that they want to have it told.
As part of the 10th anniversary, you've released a book called Ties That Bind, Stories of Love and Gratitude from the First 10 Years of StoryCorps. How did you go about curating this collection? What were you trying to capture?
Well, you know, and I should say that Colbert and Ralph's story is in this book. And, you know, for our 10th anniversary book, we were really looking for something that got to the core of what StoryCorps is all about. It's those interviews between people who nurture, inspire, and sustain us. It's kind of a book of gratitude and grace, kindness and decency. I think of this quote from Mother Teresa, who used to say, "We've forgotten that we belong to each other." And this is a book that I hope in a small way helps us to remember that we do.
Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, is the National Day of Listening. What tips would you give people who want to record someone they love but don't really know where to start?
The most important tip is that you want to just take the time to do this, however you do it, because one, you're going to find out things about this person that you're interviewing that you never knew before, no matter how well you think you know them. And two, it's something you're absolutely never going to regret.
Having a chance to reflect on the past 10 years with StoryCorps, what do you understand about listening, the importance of listening that you didn't understand when you first started?
Well, I had an inkling, you know, when I started. StoryCorps changed me a lot. If I had to sum it up in one sentence, I'd probably become more hopeful, you know. I think StoryCorps, in some ways, to me, has become a project about hope. And when you listen to these stories, and that includes the full archive of 50,000 interviews, you know, it's not the same story you might get from your, you know, internet news feed or 24-hour news. There are these stories kind of hidden in plain sight all around us of decency, kindness, just regular people who are living these lives that are just extraordinary in their ordinariness and beautiful and profound. You know, what I hope that StoryCorps does for people is kind of put a hand on folks' shoulder every week when they listen on Morning Edition or if they actually do go to a booth and do an interview or do one through the National Day of Listening. Put hands on your shoulder and just kind of shake you and remind you, you know, this is amidst all the craziness and all the stuff we're barraged with, remind you, you know, this is what's important. This is what's important. This is what's important.
David Isay is the founder of StoryCorps. If you'd like to record a story for the National Day of Listening, you can find a how-to guide and instructions for uploading your story at StoryCorps.org. And join us for a StoryCorps special, Ties That Bind, this Thursday at 3 p.m. David, thank you for speaking with us. Have a happy holiday.
Jennifer, have a great holiday. Thank you so much.